In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and before we get to the whole Trump Heavy D update and changing the name of the military base, which I'm going to get to in a minute, I do want to get to a couple quick emails here. I talk a lot about the trades on this show. You new listeners, by the way, you can email me your love, your hate, your death threats. Email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, but you should know we talk a lot about pushing people towards the trades on this show. HVAC, electricians, plumbers, welders, all the icky jobs you don't think you want. Well, they're not only making a bunch of money now, they're going to be making even more money in the future because the guys who are currently doing those jobs are aging out, they're retiring, and the field is shrinking, meaning you're mad about the last time you had to call a plumber. It cost $300. Next time, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it will cost $600 because he's the only game in town. Just something to think about. Anyway, I got some emails here. Jesse, I'm sitting here listening to Tuesday's episode when you were talking about college not being worth it. As I was listening, I opened an email newsletter from the university I'm earning my master's from to an article about reverse racism and how it's a false idea that white people can experience discrimination equal to that experienced by people of color. Exact quote. He said, reading something like that makes me not even want to finish the degree. As a side note, my dad is a plumber. It took him just 2 new construction jobs, what I make in a year as a teacher. Let's go to that, what you make here for a second, because I do get, I do understand why parents say to their children, you got to go to college, you got to go to college. I understand that it's you wanting what's best for your kid. Most of the time, that's what it is. Some of the time, it's so you can brag to friends and family members about Aiden getting into Stanford. But oftentimes, I know you want a good life for them. I get that. Well, what's a good life? Let's just make it about money. Is that what you're talking about? Is it about money? I would argue that's probably not a good standard on what a good life is, but let's make it about money. Okay, let's make it about money. You want him to go to college. All right. When he's 35, you want him to go to college. Fast forward to when he's 35. What do you see your child making? What do you want them to be making? Do you know what the 35, 40-year-old plumbers I know, you know what they make? $250, $500. Buddy of mine started his own plumbing business fairly early. He was in his late 20s. I don't know his salary because he started a small business, but he did $3 million in revenue last year. Is that not a good life? Drives a fancy car, heated pool in the backyard. He lives right next to all the doctors and lawyers and oil executives. Does he not have a good life? Why? Because he has to smell a turd every now and then, which he doesn't even do because he has a crew now. He just runs everything. Is that not a good life? When I tell you to do this, it's not just to avoid sending that wonderful child of yours off to a communist training camp. I'm telling you, there's a good life waiting for you there. These guys retire at 50, 55, 60. Are you on a path to retire at 50? These guys are off on their 30-foot fishing boats on the weekend. These guys, and I'm not saying you're going to start out that way. Let me be clear. Let's say you're a young man listening to the sound of my voice right now, and you're considering this. You know what's in store for you? One, you're going to do a trade school. It'll cost you virtually nothing. In fact, they'll probably pay you back for what little it did cost you. You're going to do an apprenticeship at some point along the way, probably, depending on exactly which field. You'll get paid for this apprenticeship. You're going to learn your trade. You are going to, yes, you will do some physical labor. There's no question about it. Now, when I say physical labor, I don't mean you're breaking bricks in the hot sun. You're going to be turning wrenches. You're going to be carrying things out of a truck into a house. Sometimes you're going to be up in a sweaty attic. Sometimes you are going to have to deal with the clog pipes. Yes, yes, this is going to happen. You're going to continue on that field. When you're in your 20s, you will be making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, maybe more. Maybe more. That's more money than I made most years of my entire life in your 20s. That's marry a dime and be able to support her and buy a small home money. You know what that is? That's support a family money. You're making that in your 20s. That's in your 20s. Now, let's say you have a decent head on your shoulders, and I'm not trying to undersell that. You know how brutal I am about giving you the hard truth. You don't have to be Johnny Genius. Let's say you just have a decent head on your shoulders and you're thinking, I know my trade now. I've been doing this 5 years, 10 years. You probably want to do 10 years, make sure you know all the ins and outs. Maybe you want to start your own business. You don't have to get a fancy office building. Get yourself a truck. Jesse's Plumbing, right there on the side. Put my face on the side. I'm kidding. Don't put my face on it. But Jesse's Plumbing, drive around with the phone number on there. Make sure your business shows up when someone Googles it. Plumber in wherever you happen to live. You'll find yourself, your business, growing. If you take care of your books, hire the right people. If you manage yourself, you don't have to be some genius. Man, you can potentially, I'm not guaranteeing this for you, you can be a millionaire. Why are we avoiding these instead of embracing these? And oh, did I mention, you know all the heart disease that's out there now? Believe it or not, it's not all Pfizer, just a bit of it. You know a lot of it. You know what causes so much of the heart disease we see? Sitting down. We're a sedentary society now because of technology. And I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. Yes, I've worked construction most of my life because that's what my old man did. That's what his old man did. But I sit down now for a living. I'm sitting here as I talk to you 3 hours a night on the radio. And an hour a night on TV. I have a TV show on The First TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. But I'm sitting there too. I'm not standing. I'm not doing jumping jacks. I'm not. And sure, that sounds nice, right? Sweet. I'd rather sit than stand. Do you have any idea how much healthier you are when you move all day long? Physically, you'll be healthier. Live a longer life. Why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we embracing this more? There's a great life waiting for you there. And I think about this because I see young men, not just on the left. I see a lot of young men out there now. They're saying things like, Jesse, you don't understand. The economy's changed. You can't make it these days. No, you're half right. The economy has changed. It's not the way it was when I was a kid. It's not the way it was when my dad was a kid. It has changed. That's true. But in some ways, the economy is more on your side now than it ever was because so much of the employment, so much of the workforce out there, they are weapons grade turds. You, by just being normal, are the top 10% of the workforce, man. That the world is your oyster out there. We got food delivery today here at the studio. Chris is laughing. We got food delivery. You know what happened? We ordered burgers and fries. It was everyone got a burger, a meal, a burger, fry, and a drink. We didn't have time to run out. We got all kinds of crap going on here today. We got it delivered to the studio. The person who delivered it to the studio, do you know what he delivered? He brought us the drinks. Michael had to go meet the guy, and Michael looks at him and says, where's the food? And the guy looks at him half brain dead and said, oh, that's all they gave me. And Michael says, well, hold on, you thought we just ordered food delivery for three drinks? You're competing against that dullard. That's the moron you're competing against. When I tell you, you don't have to be some super genius. You don't have to be a world-famous author who wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto that you can, what, Chris, that you can buy at jessekellybook.com. You don't have to be that. Just show up and work hard. And it's not that just you can get by. Well, I just want you to get by. Man, I want you to have a great life. I want you to take the kids down to the beach once a year. I want your wife to have a diamond ring you put on her finger. I want you to have a home where that's safe, in a safe neighborhood. Couple cars that don't break down on you. Lord knows I've broken down enough in the beaters I've driven. I want you to have a good life. It's right there for you, and they're not telling you about it. Instead, we live in this 1990 mindset of, you gotta go to college. Well, what if you don't go to college, you're gonna be some ditch digger. The ditch diggers can make $100,000 a year. You making $100,000 a year? You can have a good life. It's there. All right? All right, let's talk a little bit. A military base name change. Why we lost that one? We haven't done that in a while. A little more Trump heavy D, some emails. Talk about dog food. It always hits me because I was talking to naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. You know he's a former Green Beret, by the way. And we were talking about his tour. He toured a dog food plant. This is kind of where he came up with this idea for Rough Greens. And he had his dog with him. And his dog, he said, hey, my dog's like any other dog. Eats anything, right? Your dog eats anything. My dog eats plants. They eat anything. He took some of the dog food straight out of the vats and tried to give it to his dog, and his dog wouldn't touch it. And he starts asking the guys about it. He's like, man, my dog won't even eat this. And they said, yeah, we haven't sprayed the lard on it yet. They have to spray things on the dog food to even get your dog to eat it because there's nothing alive in your dog's food. Don't change the food. Leave your dog's food the way it is. Get some Rough Greens, man. It bring, not only will your dog enjoy it more, it's all natural and it's packed full of all kinds of things that make your dog healthy. And they're giving out free trial bags. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse, all right? All you pay for is the shipping. Go get a free bag and try it. roughgreens.com/Jesse. Rough is R-U-F-F, by the way, all right? All right. Changing the name of bases. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to try not to spend a lot of time on this because I've gone off on this before. I just know we continue to pile up new listeners here, and I want to make sure we're always understanding what we're seeing, because oftentimes the communist, he can make it difficult for you to defend something. He does that on purpose. He puts you in what you think is a bind so you won't defend it. Now, the headline is this, if you want to know where I'm going. Here's the end, and then we'll talk about where we're going to. Fort Bragg officially is going to change its name to Fort Liberty. Okay? Bragg. Named after General Braxton Bragg. Confederate General Braxton Bragg. Now, how did we get to a place where statues of Teddy Roosevelt are removed from New York City? How do we get to a place where Thomas Jefferson statues, they aren't just coming down? Did you know that Thomas Jefferson's home is supposed to be a place to honor Jefferson and things like that? Do you know how much of it is dedicated to trashing Jefferson? Do you know that the home of Thomas Jefferson, the man who authored the Declaration of Independence, does not have any major feature talking about him authoring the Declaration of Independence? Oh, of course, it talks about him being a slave owner. But so how do we get here as a culture? How do we get to a place where we've torn everything up? Well, first, let's deal with who's doing the tearing up. The communist. He is destroying your history. Why is he doing that? Is he just a big meanie McMean face? Yes, but that's not why he's doing it. Why did Stalin tear down the churches of Russia? Russia has a huge Orthodox church. That was their history. And Stalin and Lenin went after it immediately. Why did they do that? Why did the communists in Spain, why'd they burn the churches to the ground, crucify the priests on the altar, and rape the nuns? Why? Why did Mao, you know Confucius, you've heard of the Confucius, the philosopher, thousands of years old. Why did Mao and his Red Guard, why did they tear up the grave? Why did they tear down the Buddhist temples? Why? Were they just being mean? No. You're made, human beings, the communist understands this better than most, the human beings are made to worship something. But you can't worship two things. You can love a bunch of things. I love cheese sticks, and I love riding on boats. I love both of them. You can love many things. You can worship one thing. The communist understands that. He understands that he has a brand new religion, and he needs you to worship only that religion. But as long as you are tied, as long as you feel ties to your old religion or to a different religion, well, it's harder to sell this new religion, especially when it's a religion of death and destruction like communism is. So what's his solution for this? Well, he has to tear down your old religion. He has to unmoor you to your history, every part of it. He must. He wants to burn your house to the ground. You won't let him burn your house to the ground because you have memories in your home. That's where the kiddies opened up the gifts at Christmas time. That's where your wife cooks cookies in her pretty little apron. That's where you're moored to your home. He wants to burn your home to ash. You're standing in his way. To get you out of his way, he will remove those memories from your home, take the pictures off your wall, remove your furniture. Then, because you're not tied to it, you're not emotionally invested in it anymore, you won't be as resistant to him burning down your home. Now, he knows you don't want him to take down the pictures. I like the pictures. So what does he do? Instead, he doesn't show up at your door and say, hey, let me take that picture of Grandpa off the wall. He shows up at your door and he wants to take away the parts of your home that you're not thrilled about. You see, there's a spot in the corner right there where the stairs go. And it's just this weird spot and you've stubbed your toe on it 1,000 times. It's just the toe stubber. Your kids do it. You do it. And so he doesn't show up at your home telling you, hey, I want to take Grandpa's old World War II medals off the mall. He shows up and says, hey, those stairs right there you stub your toe on? Let me in here. Let me get rid of that for you. Let me tear it down. Let me take it away from you. And once you let him in as he's taking it down, well, then it's not that big of a leap before he's taking the pictures off the wall. As soon as you let him in. But you must understand that's what he's doing. And you have to understand his motivation. Otherwise, you never are able to articulate why you don't want him in your home taking away that corner where you stub your toe. Well, that corner where you stub your toe is the Confederacy now. Why? It can be difficult for you to defend unless you understand what he's doing. I'm going to finish elaborating on this briefly, and then we're going to move on and get to some emails and Trump and Heavy D and things like that. But you should know it was our own weakness by letting him in the home. That's what got us. That's what brought us to a place where even Thomas Jefferson can't be honored in our society. Maybe all of America needs to get on a male vitality stack from chalk. So the next time they say, hey, it's just Robert E. Lee. What are you, a Confederate? Maybe next time you'll be smart enough and bold enough because you have testosterone coursing through your veins. Maybe next time you'll be ready to say no, communist. And if you continue to insist that I tear down the statue, I'll build 10 more of them just to spite you. Don't we need more of that? Go to chok.com, chok.com, promo code Jesse. You don't have to just take what I take. I take the male vitality stack. Female vitality stacks are huge. Ladies love those. But there's an endless sea of natural herbal supplements there for you. 35% off with a subscription ain't too shabby, no. Chok.com, promo code Jesse. Go. I'll finish up this thought, then some emails. Hang on.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to finish up my thoughts real quick on changing the name of the military bases. So just remember, the reason they come for the Confederacy first is not because they care about the Civil War or the Confederacy or slaves. Remember, you're dealing with death cultists here. If they were given the option, if they thought slaves, freed slaves, were going to stand in the way of their communist agenda, shoot, every single one of these guys would be rounding them up and pushing them into the sea. They come for the Confederacy first because they know you will have a hard time defending it. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to, or even if you want to defend it, you'll think, well, I don't want to get called a racist. I don't want anyone to think I'm pro-slavery. Understand, the deal is never what they pretend it is. You're dealing with someone trying to get in the door, which is why the low-T GOPers, people like Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, he's a perfect example of this. Back when they were trying to change the name of military bases, instead of looking at the communists and saying no, he did what the low-T GOP has done virtually my entire life. Well, I don't want to get called a racist. Yeah, okay, just the bases, guys.
We are also seeing now efforts to rename military bases across the country. The Senate Armed Services Committee voted on that. This week we've seen leading voices like General David Petraeus saying it's time to stop having military bases named after Confederate generals like Braxton Bragg. Is it time?
I do, actually. I think the right way to be able to do this is to be able to have a study, to be able to look at where the name come from, what do we need to have to be able to take a serious look at it, and then to be able to transition. There are lots of great leaders, military leaders that are around the country that are modern leaders that we can continue to be able to honor and continue to be able to put names forward. But I see it like schools. Every school has a name, and you want those children in that school to be able to learn.
Of course. Doesn't know what time it is. Not confident enough in his beliefs, but more than anything, He doesn't understand. The GOP doesn't understand what we're up against. I remember friends of mine, writers, radio people, TV people saying the same thing. No, I do think we should change it. I don't like the Confederacy. And I remember screaming at these people, it's not about the Confederacy. I don't care whether you like it or dislike it. I don't give a crap. It's not about what they're trying to change. It's about why they're trying to change it. And if we can't be smart enough and bold enough to see these things ahead of time, we're going to get taken to the cleaners every time. But as per usual, the GOP thinks it's just in a friendly game of cribbage when really the communists are in a blood sport trying to burn it all down. Jesse, I heard your argument against college, and I agree. The problem is, once again, normie norm doesn't armor their children with our political views. My 16-year-old son wears his anti-socialist hat and your anti-communist t-shirts I got him. I'm proud of him and he has aspirations to be an electrician, but my point is between me and my dad, we burnt into him what's right. Well, I mean, you're right. The problem is not, this is one of the funny things about doing this show, is you think, like I think, we're anti-communists. Lots of this is preaching to the choir. Normie Norm is the one who needs to hear it. And Normie Norm, and I sympathize with this, he says things that, honestly, I used to say too. I don't want my kids to be political. No, not politics. Let's just teach them stuff. And then as they got older, and as I watched the communists infiltrate every single part of our society to the point now we never watch TV. The TV's just not on. You can't let them watch the commercials. You can't let them do anything now. I realized the communist is coming for the children. If I don't get there first and prepare them for that, they're going to get eaten alive. Now, it's not a problem with my kids anymore, as you can imagine. They listen to the show every night. It's not a problem for my kids, but it's a problem for Normie Norm, because like when I get together with my neighbors, you know, I don't hang around political people. When I get together with the neighbors on the weekend, I think we have another get together this Saturday night. Everyone's just going to get together, throw horseshoes or something like that. I don't know what the dumb plan is, but when we get together, And current events will come up. These are not stupid people. They watch the news on occasion. But if we were to have a real conversation about their kids, most of them have teenagers or close to teenagers. And if I was to say something to them about, you know, about what we just talked about a military base changing its name, named after a Confederate general changing its name, how long do you think it would take me to convince these parents? These normie norm parents who vote Republican, by the way, how long do you think it would take me to convince them that they need to oppose such things and they need to teach their children to oppose such things? Would every one of them recoil in horror at the thought? They probably would. Oh, no, I'm not going to tell Braden to take that to school. I can. No, geez, Jesse. It would be something along the lines of, you're such a nut job. It's something along those lines. Good natured, but they would mean it. No, geez, Jesse, tone it down. Take the tinfoil off your head. Normie Norm Republican, not arming his child, not preparing his child for cultural war, is going to hurt us in the future, because Normie Norm Republican still thinks it's 1995. And he doesn't know we've entered a whole new era. All right, crap. Let's get to some more emails. Dear Mr. Kelly Show. That's kind of funny. I used to not email this show because I thought the email address was fake or wrong or went nowhere. I thought Chris was a euphemism for some kind of phantom. But I was lucky enough to have one of my emails read by your mellifluous. Oh, he pronounced it for me. Pronounced mellifluous. Chris, look up what that means, please. Just figure out how to spell it. I'm not going to do it on the air. Anyway, voice on the air. So I'm proof that this works. And he goes on to talk. I'm writing because it's Women's History Month. My company felt the need to send an email telling me this. Embrace equity. Encourage all colleagues, women, men, and non-binary to... Jeez. Guy says he's thinking about running for political office, local or whatever. Said say a prayer for him. Man. Wade, oh, it's a nice sounding voice, Chris. I do have a nice sounding voice. What, Chris? I do. All the fans think so.
It's Journalist Jesse There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Listen to all those fans who are supporters of the show, Chris. My voice is melodious. What is it? Mellifluous? My voice, I do have a mellifluous voice, if I say so myself. Dear world-famous author Jesse, now that you're a world-famous author, are you are planning a book tour, will you be the same in person like you are on the phone? You don't want small talk and phone calls, so will you want people to come meet you in person also to be short, sweet, and no small talk? His name is Mike, says he was a registered Democrat his whole life. He ran away from the party. Okay, no. And let me clarify something, because again, I ran into a bunch of listeners of the show last weekend. Man, when you see me, please just come say hi, and we can chat a little bit. And no, I do that on the phones. The rare occasion we take phone calls on the show, I do that on the phones for the same reason I don't do remotes. You know what a remote is in radio when you, hey, join us this Friday. We're going to be doing the Jesse Kelly Show from Bob's Chop House. And then what do you get as a listener? Oh, yeah, I know 50 people will show up to Bob's Chop House. But what does the listener get? Instead of a nice sounding studio, you get all the noise in the background. The show sounds like crap. So 99.99% of your audience hates the show. But the 50 people who showed up at Bob's love the show. I did one remote a long time ago when we were still doing a local show. And you ask Chris, I swore to him when that was over, I would never do another one, and I never will. I will be in a studio somewhere because the audience gets cheated. Not for my own sake. I'd love to go to Bob's. The audience, the majority of the audience gets cheated. If I take phone calls and we do the standard thing everyone else does, hey, thanks for the call. Hey, longtime listener, big fan. You know what the truck driver's thinking? I wonder if I can get this semi clear into the river if I drive it off a bridge right now. That's what he's thinking. And I don't want him to drive into a bridge. So that's why. But when we meet in person, yeah, we can small talk for a few minutes, then move on. Now, let's talk about something good. And I want to hear from you on the book tour if you've done this. I want to hear from you if you've given to preborn. Because this is becoming a family. This is becoming part of what links the Jesse Kelly Show family. We're rallying for this $28 that saves a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. That $28, it buys an ultrasound for a baby and a mother who are about to go through with an abortion. She hears that heartbeat. She chooses life. Let's help her choose life. We're just here. Here's the heartbeat, Mom. And like that, she becomes a mother, saving lives. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give $28 or $28,000. Look, it's all tax deductible, okay? Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. We'll get to Trump and Evie D a little bit. Headlines I didn't get to, and then we're checking out of here. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's get to an email or two more. I might have to play this Josh Hawley thing before I get to headlines. And then we're getting ready to check out of here. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I was making fun of Subaru's. The subject line in this one is Subaru slander. This one says, Senor Don Gato. I know most Subarus are a feminist dream, but I have a Subaru WRX that screams male aggression. It's a 6-speed with turbo. It gets up and goes. I'd like a Subaru disclaimer whenever you bash them. It says all Subarus suck except the WRX. Of course. Thank you. Says I can say his name. His name is Ryan. Ryan's a weird name for a lesbian. All right, let's move on to some other emails. Funny how all the candidates running for president are trying to sell books, including Ron. Thoughts? Well, it's how they make money. People sell books to make money. And I don't know about you. I think it's obnoxious when people take every single opportunity they can get to try to hawk their book. Do you see me come on the radio every single night and tell you to go to jessekellybook.com to buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto? No, I would never do such a thing. because it's so hammy and grabby. It almost seems greedy. So I'm not going to use this show as some ongoing infomercial to say, go to jessekellybook.com. Go to jessekellybook.com. The Anti-Communist Manifesto is the best book ever. Go to jessekellybook.com. It would be obnoxious. But that's why they all do what they do. Oh, by the way, on a more serious note, why is he? What's going on here? Look, people make the mistake of thinking people they don't like are stupid. We've all made this mistake. You've made this mistake. I've made this mistake over and over and over again. People who hate Trump, they'll tell you all the time, he's such an idiot. Trump's an idiot. Dude, Donald Trump's not an idiot. All right. He may do things you don't like or don't agree with. He may do stupid things on occasion like we all do. Donald Trump is a very smart man. Donald Trump's not an idiot. He gets it. People who hate Trump can't see that. The people who hate DeSantis, that's a lot of the Trump camp right now. Look, they hate each other. They're fighting. That's good. It's a primary. Let them fight. But they're mad about DeSantis. What's he doing? He's on a book tour. DeSantis, from what I understand, I've never met the man, is a highly intelligent individual. Do you think it's an accident that at the same time he's kind of running this shadow campaign for president that happens to be, oh, whoopsie, right when I publish my book, so I get invited on every single show to not only talk about my book, but increase my name ID nationally and tell people what, and I'm not ripping on the guy. This is smart. He should do things like this, but this is all about money and name ID. It's campaign season. That's all it is. It's campaign season. We are knee deep in it. All right. But look, like I said, I'm not going to participate in that. JesseKellyBook.com. Hi, Jesse. You know what? No. The Josh Hawley question Q&A, if you will, question and answer portion was too good. I'm going to give it to him. Then we're going to do headlines. Hawley, go.
I notice a pattern, though. The FBI field office in Richmond on the 23rd of January of this year issued a memorandum in which they advocated for, and I quote, the exploration of new avenues for tripwire and source development against traditionalist Catholics. It's their language. Including those who favor the Latin Mass. Attorney General, are you cultivating sources and spies in Latin Mass parishes and other Catholic parishes around the country?
No, the Justice Department does not do that. It does not do investigations based on religion. I saw the document you have.
What did you do about it?
It's appalling. It's appalling. I'm in complete agreement with you. I understand that the FBI has withdrawn it, and it's now looking into how this could ever have happened.
How did it happen?
That's what they're looking into. But I'm totally in agreement with you. That document is appalling.
I'll tell you how it happened. This memorandum, which is supposed to be intelligent, cites extensively the Southern Poverty Law Center, which goes on to identify all of these different Catholics as being part of hate groups. Is this how the FBI, under your direction and leadership, is this how they do their intelligence work? They look at left-wing advocacy groups?
Yes, that's exactly what they do, because we're sandwiched. The people on the top, the elites on the top, law enforcement, FBI, the scum on the bottom, they work together to attack you. So let me ask you, just pretty pointedly, how good are you with your weapon? Have you practiced? Do you practice? Are you comfortable? As these people not only turn you into an enemy of the state, as they flood the streets with violent criminals, if you have to pull that weapon out that you carry on you, when your adrenaline's pumping so much and you're so scared you can't think, are you sure you can hit what you're aiming at? Get yourself a Mantis X system. There's a reason the Green Berets shoot like they do. Go to Marine Corps Boot Camp Paris Island. There's a reason you'll see them all using Mantis X. The professionals understand. Mantis X will get you good without firing a shot. You practice in the comfort of your home, dry fire practice. You can get good, really good. Go to MantisX.com. Practice, 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 please. MantisX.com.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Washington teacher claims schools need to keep students safe from their, quote, Christo-fascist parents. Just a reminder to you to get your kids out of government schools. Department of Agriculture releases equity plan for farming. We are all going to starve to death. I hope you have an emergency food kit. Major nation on the verge of collapse. They're talking about South Africa. Half of South Africa apparently is without power. Apparently the military is leaving. This is a relatively modern country, and we were about to witness a civil war. Did you know the death rate in South Africa is higher than the death rate in Ukraine every single day right now? We are about to witness a human rights, that's probably not even what I want to say, just a disaster, a horrible disaster like you can't possibly imagine. And because this is a social media era, we're all going to watch it unfold right in front of our eyes. Let us not go the same way, huh? Border Patrol seized over 800 pounds of fentanyl between ports of entry since October. 800 pounds, all from China, all trafficked through Mexico. Smithsonian American Women's History Museum to include transgender women. I got to be honest with you. I actually think this stuff is hilarious. And this is why whenever feminists complain about this stuff, I just laugh and laugh and laugh. Why? Because I think it's awesome when bad things happen to bad people. I understand that probably makes me a bad person. You feminists, you wanted to do the I am woman, hear me roar thing. I'm the best. Look, enjoy it. Enjoy it while they take over your museums, your sports, your everything. Now, I feel bad for all the normal women who don't have a penis, but I don't feel bad for you at all. We'll have some more fun tomorrow, okay? That's all.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.